Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's got lion's mane, bacopa, cognizin. That sounds fake. I think it is fake. It's got ashwagandha. Make your pee-pee bigger.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
I want it.
I need the ashwagandha, dude.
And it's got 165 milligrams of caffeine.
You about to drink that live on the air?
Can I?
Sure. Yeah. Let me know if your penis gets bigger, okay?
I will.
She's sniffing it. She gagged a little bit. Can I smell it?
Yeah. It smells like if like a butthole and mouthwash made a baby.
Okay.
Tell me you don't smell that.
No butthole. Don't get any butthole from that.
Just mouthwash?
Very fruity, very light tones. I don't like the color. It looks like Green Goblin juice. You know, like the stuff he injects in himself. You think that was just ashwagandha?
Dumb.
Green Goblin juice is just ashwagandha.
That's probably... I'm scared now. It stinks.
Pound it. Let's get it over with. Ooh. Big gag? Is it good?
No. Not good.
All right, how do you feel?
Grossed.
Do you feel like... Do you feel any, like, metabolic benefits?
What's metabolism?
What is metabolism?
I'm being so mean. I'm so sorry.
You've been mean all day today.
That's my bad.
Yeah. All right, guys. Welcome in. This is a very special episode. This is episode 10.
I still have drinks. Sorry.
All right, guys. Welcome in to this very special episode. We're in a special episode today. We're in episode 10. We're in double dig.
It's special today? What's going on?
Double dig.
Oh, double dig. Sorry. Yeah. Did you know it was double dig before you sat down, or did Cameron tell you?
I think I knew last week that this next one was going to be special.
Just because that's how numbers.
And I forgot.
Yeah.
What's our next special milestone? Like how many?
I think 11.
Is 50 the next 11 one?
11 is probably the next special one because you just never know when the next day is going to be the last one.
It's almost like Every Day is an Adventure.
Right.
Oh, you guys haven't seen Every Day is an Adventure. That's episode 2. Make sure you go check that out. It's called cross promotion there.
You did cross promotion?
Yeah. You want to hear some more cross promotion?
Of course.
We just got new merch. Guys, look at my new merch.
You gonna model?
I can't stand up, but they won't be able to see me.
You should try.
We'll put a picture of my modeling session somewhere else. But you can get new merch from us.
It's a really, I really wanted you to show the back of this because
we can see it.
I feel like it's a rare occasion in today's day and age to see something designed by a local group and not by a clanker.
Those corporate bigwigs.
Yeah. So I think it's really cool. Shout out to LVR Inc. They designed and printed these shirts, and we got to pick them up locally.
It was awesome.
I know. I love a good local collab.
Yeah. I like the material. It's like so thick that you can't see my puffy nipples through them.
Gotta love a Comfort Colors t-shirt hiding those Puff Daddies.
My Nipsey Hustlins?
That's... Okay, we're done. I was going to participate with one of them. Okay. Your Nipsey's do be hustling.
My Nipsey's do be hustling. That's okay. Why I need the ashwagandha. I gotta get rid of this.
What if it made him longer on accident?
Just long nipples.
Yeah.
That would suck. I'd have to double up on the t-shirt. You would suck?
No. Oh, God. I'm so sorry. I was just trying
Did
to be funny.
Did you say that you would suck my long nipples? This is awful. Can we...
Hey.
They might notice that I have new glasses on today.
You think they're noticing these small details?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It was a big event that caused us to have to get you a new pair of glasses.
Right. I broke the last pair.
You want to tell them how? You want to tell them how?
I attempted a bicycle kick with a soccer ball.
It was bad.
And so I like bounced it and it like went really high. And then I jumped in the air and fell backwards because that's how a bicycle kick works. But then when I kicked the ball, it just went directly into my face.
And then he kicked it so hard, it like drove his head into the ground faster than it would have already been going. Yeah. Like he was going to land on his head, but the ball really just gave him that extra oomph.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. And then he you can't see it, but it made a big mark on the side of his nose. He broke his glasses. He said he didn't like the new ones for 3 days.
Yeah.
And now...
Now I just forgot about them.
Did you really?
Honestly, yeah.
That was a lot of drama about that. It was.
What I don't like about these is that I can see the bar, like, right here. You know okay. what I mean? And my old ones, it was, like, kind of out of vision. And, like, I just had a big picture. These are a little bit, like, more narrow.
This is boring.
It makes me feel like I'm, like, in a cinematic aspect ratio. You know what I mean? When, like, the bars come in real low.
You gotta raise the bar. Okay. Well, I feel like... I look like a cartoon character because last time I wore this outfit, Cameron told me I look like somebody from Big Hero 6.
Which one?
No, you had the beanie on too.
Oh,
I did have the beanie on. But yeah, yeah. I saw another comedian this week. Her name's Rue. She posted a clip and she was wearing like a plain color t-shirt. And she was like, I look like a cartoon character. So now every time I've been putting on like a plain colored shirt, I'm like, oh no. Do people think that I look like this?
Do you not like to look like a cartoon character?
I kind of just want to blend in the wild, really, you know? I'm not trying to do anything, like, I don't want to be in the supermarket and people be like, is that bitch trying to dress like a cartoon character? No, yeah. I'm not. I'm wearing a shirt.
You remember Flynn Rider from Tangled?
The really attractive one that they did all the research?
Yeah, they did research with, like, young ladies to find what's the best looking guy. Imagine holding that.
He's no Hercules, but pretty good.
I mean, he's like scientifically, like 13-year-olds think that he's scientifically like the highest, like the most attractive guy. I can't believe they landed on like the soul patch. You know what I mean?
I guess. Yeah, I don't like the facial hair, but go ahead and pull up Hercules for me just for personal reasons.
I can't believe you like Hercules.
Why?
Too muscular.
Not for me. Hercules animated so that they didn't put a picture of Hercules.
An actual photograph of the demigod.
Yeah. Smash. Sorry.
He had a thin waist. He looks like a Dorito.
I like it. Good guy. Mostly, I think.
Is he always glow the whole movie?
Yeah, he's a god.
No, he's not.
Hercules is not a god. Google that.
He's a demigod.
I thought he was the god of war.
No, that's Ares. Hercules is the son of Zeus.
Okay. What was Zeus?
The God of Thunder and the King of Gods. Someone didn't read Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Oh, yes. Hercules became a god after his mortal life, but he was born a demigod. So, like, you were wrong and I was right? You were both right. But he said he's not a god.
He is a demigod.
He was a mortal hero with a divine parent.
After his death, he was a god.
What is that word? But his apotheosis or godhood was granted by... I love when you're like, what's that word mean? And then it just says comma and then tells you what it means. That's a good moment in life.
I'm pissed.
Why?
I'm pissed.
Why?
I'm pissed.
Because of his mortal suffering? That does
I'm
sound...
pissed that you keep knowing shit more than me.
Give me any question. On Earth.
We did trivia last night on the Apple TV. We did trivia. And Shadi was cheating, dude.
I was not cheating.
She was getting like 9 out of 10 and shit.
Give me a question. Go ahead.
Let's go to ChatGPT. Give me some trivia questions. Let's say give me a trivia
question. Let's settle who...
Whoever answers it first, right? It's not turns. Just shout out the answer. You know what I mean? I got to get you back.
You don't want any of this.
I have to get you back.
Why can't you just celebrate some female intelligence in this world?
Zip it.
All right. Dick. Are you comfy? You look so comfy.
You can bet your buckets I'm comfy.
Bet my buckets that you're comfy?
Uh-huh.
I love this. If you are looking for, I don't know, like a piece of furniture that functions as a chair and then it easily functions as a bed because there's a bed inside, you know, like when you have guests, things like that, probably need a corduroy's bean bag. And you can get one just like we have here. It's a queen size. It's so comfy. So soft to the touch. You can get one for 30% off using corduroys.com/tailwhip.
Or code tailwhip at checkout.
Or use promo code tailwhip at checkout when you purchase your beanbag from corduroys.com.
What are you getting your mom for Christmas?
Probably a corduroy's beanbag.
Ah, that's crazy.
Is that what you're getting your mom for Christmas?
I'm getting both my parents individually. I'm getting them each one.
Holy shit.
And I'm going to use code TAILWHIP at checkout to get 30% off.
Or.
corduroys.com/TAILWHIP.
Or.
Or promo code TAILWHIP at checkout.
Or. Yeah, I don't have anything else, but it's so comfy. We love it. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll get back into it.
You want me to sing to you?
Sure.
I never knew.
Is that the Fray?
Yeah, man, that was good. That was a good pool for the couple of words I said.
I know. You impressed?
Yeah, I am. You're going to nail this trivia thing.
I hope so.
Actually, I'm not playing trivia anymore. Don't worry about that, Kim.
Did you already get a question?
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Where were the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights stored during World War II?
Can I guess?
Is it a state or is it like a actual like place?
Is it an actual place? Like a...
Will you give us points for the state?
Like a foreign country?
No, it's in-house.
Okay, because we used to store like art and shit, right? And like different... Or maybe that was just...
I feel like it has to be pretty central. I feel like it has to be Midwest.
I think it's Fort Knox.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Duh. Get fucked.
I don't know why I didn't think of that.
I'm sorry.
Motherfucker, dude.
But what state is that in?
North Carolina.
Wrong.
Where is it?
Kentucky.
Ah, that's pretty close. That was pretty close.
I don't know.
Who was the first president to actually live in the White House?
Madison.
No. Oh. No. I don't think Lincoln did.
Was the first?
I think it was after Lincoln. Before Lincoln.
Live in a White House? Okay, because Monticello was pretty white.
Do you get a guess? You think it's TJ?
I think, because didn't it like burn down? Are you saying like?
No. They just started building it like later.
Like the White House we know?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Andrew Jackson. I don't know.
Who is it? John Adams. Oh, number two?
Not number two.
John Adams isn't number two?
Isn't that Thomas Jefferson?
No, Thomas Jefferson's three.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I don't know anything.
And then.
I think I'm getting exposed for.
Andrew Jackson's five?
Why are we doing this? Okay, McKinley's 25. What are we doing?
Is McKinley
naming?
25? You just make something up?
I don't know. I might have made that up. Look it up.
What am I looking at?
McKinley. That's a real president's name?
Mm-hmm. He was... People shot at him.
What about McPaisley?
McPaisley. That's probably going to be the president in 2040 something.
A president named like Briler.
Oh.
William McKinley?
Yeah.
25th U.S. president.
Wow. The more you know.
I just said that. They shot at him.
Damn.
Dumb. Do you think it was an inside job?
Probably.
Could be.
You think his wife held his brains? I mean, sorry. That seems like a pretty central theme.
Held him?
John F. Kennedy?
God, you hear the story about Jackie, like, giving a piece of the brain to, like, Secret Service being like, see what you can do with that.
The way you were saying that, I thought you were saying, like, gifting it like a relic, like, no, she was he like, would want you to have this.
She was like, for surgery, you know, you might want to have this. And they're like, we're not doing surgery. Not terrible.
Oh, she thought he was like a Build-A-Bear workshoppy kind of thing.
I don't
where
know
they
what
could
she thought.
Put the stuffing back in and just like.
That has to be awful.
Oh, that's traumatizing.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, America. Killed John F. Kennedy.
That'll happen.
And all I have is this piece of brain. I don't know. Sorry.
You think it's true that Walt Disney is stored in like a freezer somewhere?
Like, oh, the cryogenic.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Rich people like weird shit.
Yeah.
What kind of rich people weird shit would you like? Sorry to interrupt you.
I would make a like a Wild Western town. Like, you know, like the. Like
with the swinging saloon doors?
Yeah. But I would have it populated. Like people's full-time jobs would be role-playing.
Would you like feed tumbleweeds in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you have like little dirt?
Well, I wouldn't. I want it to be so immersive for me that I would have people do all this
and stuff. Not tell you that they're doing it. So right. It felt like
I don't
authentic. Wanna,
if I see one fucking tumbleweed machine, someone's getting fired.
This is the result of he saw one Wranglers ad when we were in Austin, Texas. And since then, he's like, I'm pretty much going to be a cowboy.
Yep. The end of the Wranglers ad was a chick or it was a dude maybe kicking a jukebox to get it started back up again.
And then the people in the cafe were like, he did it. He kicked it back to life. Wranglers.
We should get a jukebox.
No, we should not.
I've never seen a jukebox work like where they like grab the CD or something like, you know what I mean? I've only been alive for like electronic ones.
I don't even know if I've seen one.
Oh, we should get one.
No.
There's all kinds of crazy shit on Facebook Marketplace, dude.
Oh, we know.
I was looking at slot machines. Like, I was looking at all kinds
of stuff.
You put
a Coke Freestyle on our
wedding registry. God, I want a Coke Freestyle machine.
You're not. Please, if anybody checks out our wedding registry and he somehow snuck that back on there, don't get it for him, please. We don't have anywhere to put it. And then think about like the syrup refills and like the maintenance. What are you going to do? Call a maintenance guy, a Coke Freestyle maintenance guy, and be like, hey, can you come check out my Coke Freestyle? It's broken.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They're like, sure, what's the business address? And you're going to be like, it's in my kitchen.
First of all, keep it in the garage. All right. Second of all, you're allergic to fun. You ever think about that? You're probably going to be like, oh, we need caulk for our tiles or something.
We kind of do need caulk.
That's
right
what I'm
now.
Saying. She probably would take caulk.
If anybody out there wants to send us caulk for...
What do you actually put on a wedding registry? Because everyone just wants money, right?
I've not put anything because I just want... I don't care.
I know.
It just feels like weird and beggy. Yeah. It's like, gosh, I was never going to get those Cuisinart, you know, yeah. oven mitts if the wasn't KitchenAid. For you, Aunt Ashley. And it's like, bitch, you have a full-time job. Go buy yourself those oven mitts.
Exactly. I mean, and the
Why
fact
is that
we've,
Aunt Ashley's problem?
We've been living in this house for a long time together. Like, if we needed a...
We would figure it out.
We would have already had them. You know what I mean? It's right. a very antiquated practice.
Right.
For like 18-year-olds. What age do you think people should be getting married?
Should be getting married?
Yeah. Like back in like the 40s, you know, they're getting like 18, 19, right? And then nowadays, like average is like 30-something.
I don't think anybody should get married. I think we should do the like agreements, like leases.
Give me the ring back?
You know what I mean? No. I'm saying like... Back? I think you and I, gosh, we're an anomaly. We should.
We're the only people that should get married.
Yeah. But it just doesn't seem like a very very good system that we have right now. Kind of.
I like it.
You like that it's a coin flip for people? And it's like, well.
What's the coin flip?
50% of marriages ending in divorce.
Be a better guy. Console your wife harder. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't all just fall on the gentleman.
It 100% does.
It mostly does.
It 100% does. You ever seen a guy be mad at his girlfriend? Me neither.
Never ever?
No.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
For what?
It's complicated.
Those aren't men. They need to take ashwagandha, dude. If you're a real man, you just say, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
You sound like a boomer.
I think marriages fall apart when one guy can't handle it. You know what I mean?
One guy in the marriage?
Like, one guy has to be able to handle it.
I don't know what you're saying. Wait.
If both people are, like, routinely getting mad at the other one, you know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, like, are you saying, like... Oh, you're saying both, like, the husband and the wife are both guys.
Yeah.
One of those guys. Okay, I was like.
Yeah. I'm saying, like it's normal to be, like, upset with your partner and being like, hey, I wish you didn't. You know what I mean? Normal, right?
Sure.
But if both people are doing it. Yeah, I saw this TikTok. And this lady was talking about, like a study from, like, this psychologist. And he predicted with 93% accuracy which couples are going to get divorced. With no, like, he just looked at them from a distance.
Nah, I don't think that's a study. He asked them like a couple of specific questions.
Do you want to get a divorce?
The TikTok that I saw,
no.
The TikTok that I saw, he was only reading body language and he did not ask them a single thing. And if one person did this move, like with like the corner of the mouth and go,
yeah,
done.
Okay, but your parents are happily married for a long time and. I see your mom hit that move sometimes.
93%. She's an outlier. My mom's a tough cookie.
She's great. She does put up a lot with the gaggle of Bubanus boys.
Yeah.
I don't believe them. I want you to look up the thing and see, because I'm pretty sure that there's like questions about. What's
the guy? I don't know. Look up predicting divorce 93% accuracy. And then type in this move. I don't know. I got a lot of hot takes about divorce, I think.
I think if somebody came to you and said, I want a divorce, you'd be like, I don't want it. And then you just would like... And then it would just be tough. You know what I mean?
Is that an option?
I mean, you can not sign the paperwork and like... kind of scoot around, you know? Not make the move.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you would. You'd be like, I don't feel like it.
I would not. If you asked me to leave the house, like, I'm not going to be one of those guys like, no, it's my house too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not, I don't want to be in a room with someone that doesn't like me. You know what I mean?
While a 93% accuracy rate for predicting divorce is often cited in popular media, it is misleading and comes from a flawed interpretation of a specific study. The high number refers to a study by psychologist John Gottman. Gottman? That was not a true prediction of future outcomes. Here are the key points to understand regarding Scott's and this TikTok's false claim. Source of the claim. It comes from a 1992 study by Dr. Gottman and blah, 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 blah. He did some research into relationship dynamics. What's it misinterpreted? It says that their sample had already been divorced over a 6-year period. So then they analyzed the couple's communication and built a formula to differentiate between the happy couples, unhappy couples, and who stayed together. And then it says the 93.6% figure was an accuracy of the formula in, quote, predicting, end quote, a known outcome with that specific group, not a genuine prediction of a fresh, unknown sample. Damn, data's crazy. Research? Crazy.
I hate the internet, dude. That pisses me off, actually.
It makes me upset, too, because it's like that man probably spent his entire life working on something all for it to be turned into,
do you know humans only use 10% of your brain? Or whatever? Did you hear about the French guy? Oh, my God. Did you hear about the French guy who had 90% of his brain missing and, like, was fine? This might be a TikTok, you know,
I don't believe him.
Look it up. But he went in for like a routine doctor's, or like maybe he had like some mild issue and they gave him like an MRI and they're like, hey, where's your brain? You believe it?
Is that how you would ask somebody? Like, you wouldn't even diagnose them. You'd start with questions.
I'd be like, anybody in there? That's what I do.
Okay. Do more of like a O. There you go. You pull it up. What'd you find?
His brain was severely compressed and reduced in volume. It was exaggerated that he was missing 90%. It was like 50% and then it was compressed as well.
Wah, wah.
What can you trust nowadays? Nothing. You know what I mean?
I mean, my thing is, if you're watching a TikTok and you're not seeing like sources cited, that would be my first red flag. If it's from like GoonerBeef.org. Probably don't get your information from there. I don't know.
Yeah. That sucks, dude.
I know.
We got to go back to the oral tradition, I think. What is, like, you have
to pull down your pants a little bit.
You just hug my shit, dude.
Bro's been drinking his ashwagandha. Oh, yeah. This is.
What is, like. What.
It's still staring at me.
What size country is too big for you?
What?
In population.
Oh. Not even country. New York City makes me feel like I'm having a stroke on the inside.
I feel like people would care about each other more if we were closer together, you know?
No.
I do.
You just, more things would smell like pee if we were closer together.
And it brings us everyone together.
It does not bring everyone together. It doesn't. We've proven it. There's a petri dish in the Northeast called New York City where we have proven.
Guess I'm just a city boy. Guess I can't be a ranch hand anymore.
What?
Guess I'm a city boy.
We have to.
I don't get what you want me to do about this.
I want you to stand up and go just because like I don't even want to say it.
if I just bring my legs together, it just smushes all.
I just don't like when you really sit close together and then this seam in the center splits your nuggies. And then, it's like. Why don't you sit back in the chair?
I am in the chair. I get body shamed, I think. I get body shamed on a daily basis around here.
sorry. Are you okay?
I'm just a guy. I'm just a fella, you know?
It can't be comfy. I know it's hurting.
I don't feel it at all.
That's concerning. Why is that not concerning
to you? What do other people do about it?
They don't wear tactical belts that they have to buckle themselves. It's not
the belt's fault.
I think it could be part of it.
You're accusing me of shit all the time.
Hey, I love you. Give me that ring back. I just want you to be comfy.
I love you.
Love you too, buddy.
Try again.
Love you too, buddy.
Fuck. We watched A Few Good Men last night for the first time.
Yeah,
I was for your first time.
Really surprised by how much it was just like Top Gun, but with just lawyers and medicine and, I don't know, a jag. How did you feel about it?
I love that movie.
You only say you love that movie because you bought it on iTunes.
That is one of the most famous movies of all time.
Okay. Captain Underpants is one of the most famous books of all time, but it's not a literary masterpiece.
I love that book.
Actually, I take that back. Dave Pilkey, he could get it.
You ever read any of the Dog Man stuff?
I did a little bit, actually. Yeah. I read that with kids. Okay.
So if you had to rate A Few Good Men on a scale of 1 to 10?
Overall. 5.
You gave the dog movie a 6.
Yeah, because there was a dog.
Yeah, your scale, I think, is... like, that was a mediocre, just complete average movie to you.
I hate when a score tells you how to feel.
Cameron, look at what a score is supposed to do.
No, but, like, I hate when it's just like... now we're doing a optimistic song. If you didn't know how to feel, this is an optimistic
song. You know what movie you'd like?
Song.
You know what movie you'd like?
What?
No Country for Old Men. There's no score.
I would love it. No, I would love that movie. Yeah. I want to watch it tonight.
Really?
Yes, I fucking hate a score. Don't tell me how to feel with music.
That's insane to me.
Unless it's a fucking musical where you're supposed to tell me how to feel with music. No, to
you
me,
just hate vibes.
No,
fun and
this
stuff.
Is what it is. I think it's a Band-Aid. You know what I mean? I think it's like putting a TikTok sound behind your shitty screenplay.
Mm.
Sorry, Aaron Sorkin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, gosh, I really hope they can get the vibe here.
So do you know anything about No Country for Old Men? Other than that it doesn't have a score?
I think I've seen like the very first scene of it where there's like somebody getting shot.
Okay.
And then I was like, ooh,
are you
going
to apologize to me next week if we watch No Country for Old Men and you don't like it?
I already like it more having not seen it, knowing that it doesn't have a score.
What if you like it less than A Few Good Men?
I'll tell you. Okay. And then I'll say, hey, man, I was wrong about that. And that's my bad.
And that's what this podcast is about. It's about personal growth and like...
I'm all about it.
Great.
Mostly.
Speaking of screenplays...
who's going first, Cameron?
We have a special segment today for... the 10th episode, where I usually write all the screenplays, but I did not write any this week.
And Cameron and I don't want to write screenplays.
Cameron and Allie do not want to write them, and I made them. And Cameron wrote one, and Allie wrote one. And I am excited to see what you guys came up with.
Hey, I want you to... I'm not going to speak for yours. I have not seen yours, read yours. I'm going to speak about mine ahead of time. Sorry, guys. This is...
So, I think we should start with Cameron's.
Perfect.
Because his is on top. Cameron told me that.
Is Cameron reading his?
No.
But Cameron told me this reads a little bit more like a novel. Like it's very very action based.
Yeah.
I want it.
There's dialogue, but there's a lot of action too.
So I think
Allie to read.
Okay, Allie's reading the notes.
Oh wait, I've been cast.
I want you to read the notes and I want Scotty to read for Ard.
Okay.
Okay, I'm reading.
So Cameron
for Ard,
has us reading.
And you're Crumbla?
I'm gone. Why am I Crumbla?
Okay.
But Allie's reading all the notes.
Aren't there two more characters, though?
Yeah, you'll stop at the end.
Okay.
And then we can establish the characters.
Okay, so there's an end, and then, okay.
All right, folks. So this is The Parent Trap, written by Cam, our producer. Wait, what the fuck? No. Wait, I'm Crumbla?
You're Crumbla, and you're the stage notes.
Okay. Gooby and... I can't. Gooby. Allie? I know, but it's hard to like say it like with a straight face.
Just laughing is fine. I think we really want you to try to just get through it.
I am trying right now.
Okay. I think laughing is fine.
I think laughing is fine too. But when you look at the camera and go like,
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What the heck?
Actually, I will say this. You're going to want to do that so many times.
We got to get through it.
Just try to get through it. I'll give you a tip.
All right. We're reading Cam's The Parent Trap. Gooby and Zaza are elated. They hug their parents and run off to go celebrate. Their plan to reunite their parents has worked.
Man, those girls are funny, aren't they?
Yeah, they did all of this for us. I can't believe we ever split up.
I was a jerk, and I see that now. I'd do anything to keep you and the girls in my life.
I'll always love you. Just know that we have to keep our communication, like Dr. June says.
I know. I'm sorry.
Art and Crumbla get interrupted by an alarm. There's an emergency in Quadrant 9. Looks like they need Spider Ant. Go get him, Tiger! Ard pulls his mask over his pinchers. He leaps into the air and thwips to Quadrant 9. The bystanders... He wrote the bystanders. The bystanders cheer as they recognize their hero.
I wonder what's going on. Maybe it's Spider up to his old hijinks.
Ard turns the corner to the entrance of Quadrant 9. He sees his daughters, Gooby and Zaza. They're vomiting the most vile screams they've ever heard. They ring in his ears like a familiar nightmare. Flowing towards Gooby and Zaza, there's liquid mirror erupting through the tunnels. Ard makes a beeline for his children, and as he gets closer, it becomes harder and harder to breathe. He shoots webs at the kids to pull them away, but the webs evaporate as they exit his spinnerets. Why is there so many stage notes? He's too late. Gooby and Zaza. I'm so sorry. He's too late. Gooby and Zaza get enveloped by the mirror. They're fully conscious as they melt and drown at the same time. What the fuck is wrong with you? Ard turns around. Quadrant 9 is almost full with this dangerous magma. He swings as fast as he can to get back to Crumbla, trying to forget the stench of his daughters. He reaches Crumbla with tears in his eyes. He tries to ask what's wrong, but Ard snatches her up and speeds to the exit. They're almost out. The light at the end of the tunnel gets closer and closer until darkness washes over them. The heat is sprinting toward the couple. Ard doesn't know what to do. He's trapped in an inescapable situation with the aunt he loves the most. He looks into her eyes.
I'm sorry.
The magma hits them like a horsefly, and their love becomes fossilized forever. Post-credit scene.
Alright.
I'll be Devin, you be the teacher.
You're Miss Jackson.
Okay. I'll be the teacher.
Post-credit I'm scene. Devin?
Yeah, you're Devin.
And reading stage notes?
Yes, this is the post-credit scene.
Okay. Devin rushes into his teacher's classroom. He's worried about turning in his project on time.
Miss Jackson, I'm here.
Is this your project? What is it?
It's an anthill cast. We use molten aluminum to model the inner working of an ant colony. Oh my god.
That's very impressive, but you are a few hours late. The best I can give you is a 79.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. I am for real.
What is
all that for a Miss Jackson joke? Okay, so
also, why is he Spider Ant and not just Ant Man?
Ant-Man's a human. Duh. Oh. So it's Parent Trap and Spider-Man.
And then also
a Miss Jackson.
And then also Miss Jackson.
Dumb.
Is that better or worse than you were expecting?
It was like M. Night Shyamalan, you know? Just so many twists and turns.
Twist-alicious.
And I hated it.
That's fair. You're allowed to hate it.
Respectfully, what the fuck?
So you get it. That was molten aluminum coming through and burning all the ants.
Hey, man. I think we all got it.
Okay, just making sure. That's awful.
All right.
Ready for yours?
Not so much now. I don't know how I'm going to live up to that.
Who am I?
You are going to be... It's called Fahrenheit 325.
Is that a transgender reveal cake?
No.
Okay. They just colored like that?
Colored? That's not...
Okay.
All right. So you are going to read stage notes, and you're also going to be... You want to be Hillary Clinton or a caterer?
What do you think I should be?
I think you should be Hillary Clinton.
Okay, I'll be Hillary.
Okay.
And stage notes.
And stage notes.
Okay. It's a crisp... What the heck?
What?
Cool morning, 35. What the heck? That's you. That's me making fun of you. All right. I take it back. I'm sorry.
Okay. Starting again, this is Fahrenheit 325. I worked very hard on this fucking screenplay that I did not want to write, so we're going to give it the attention and respect that it deserves.
Okay.
Oh my God, please don't hate me. I'm giving myself the ick writing this and having this open, and I don't...
Welcome to my world, sweetheart.
Sick. Okay, go ahead.
It's a crisp, cool morning, 35 miles north of Manhattan, in a quaint town called Chappaqua, New York. It's April 2nd, 2014. Hillary Clinton walks into a quiet bakery. Her massive oozy cankles cause her clunky steps and missteps to sound like the bottom of her Skechers. Missteps to sound like the bottom of her Skechers to sound like shouts for help. She approaches the counter and met by a nervous-looking young caterer at the counter. Good afternoon. I'm here to meet with the caterer about the gender reveal cake.
Well, it sounds like you know she's a girl.
It's for a colleague. I owe them big time.
I can't. Okay, what should we put inside the cake? Blue? Pink?
Cake colored is fine, thank you.
Cake colored sounds a little racist. Points to a sign on the wall that says, no racists allowed, please. What?
Blue. Just give me the blue colored one.
I heard this wrong.
Oh, sorry. It's going to be a huge cake. It's for a boy. I need to hide. I mean, place 2 Blackberries and 5 iPads of varying models inside the cake.
Ah, yes. Oh, now I remember consulting about this order. You must be Bill's wife.
Yes. I'm Bill's wife, goddammit. I was told this would be quick, that your team would hammer out the details for me.
Yep, we can. Can I get a name for the order?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, looks like you already have an account with us. You ordered a sorry you got impeached sheet cake in 1998 and a happy you were acquitted sheet cake in 1999. The email we have on file for you is hrclinton@usa.gov.
Yeah, actually, can we use my personal email?
Go ahead.
It's therealhillaryclinton@hotmail.com.
Okay, when do you need this completed by?
Just get it done before the 2016 election.
Perfect. I wrote this from the perspective of a young screenwriter who wants to write political humor for people, but 10 years ago. So this would be funny 10 years ago. This would be killer.
I don't think I get it.
All right. Let's unpack that.
Why was she getting a gender reveal cake?
She wasn't. She was using it as a disguise so that the baker could dispose of her cellular devices and varying tablets that she
deleted the emails on.
Information about murdering people in Benghazi.
Oh, Blackberries like the phones.
Mm-hmm.
See, how that was a little confusing, though, because it...
Right, but I wanted to do two Blackberries and multiple Apple products
okay.
to kind of go with the fruit-filled thing, but then I also thought that might confuse you.
Yeah,
because then you'd start talking about Dutch apple jam.
It really, really did.
So you don't know the story about Hillary Clinton?
I knew she deleted emails.
How'd she do it?
Right, swiped and then tapped the big red trash can, maybe?
Nope. She They hammered out the details. Two separate Blackberries were found...
But aren't emails stored in the cloud?
Right, but she was supposed to be using her work email, the
HRC.
Whatever, at USA.gov, and she was using like silly personal accounts.
But breaking the phone doesn't delete the emails. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but when they subpoenaed her and then got warrants for her phones, and she's like, I don't know what phones you're talking about.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry to bore you guys with a little bit of 2015
it wasn't boring.
Political humor.
It was not boring at all.
2016. Any other questions?
No. Is this a reference at all to Fahrenheit? What is it? 451?
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
We don't have time for this.
Okay. I still think I came in with the proper equipment to understand
it. You bake a cake at 325 degrees Fahrenheit, 325.
Yeah, but I don't get the other half of it, the 451 thing. Like, am I supposed to know the reference to the... Was that a book or a movie?
Scott, I don't even fully
know
enough to
explain
it to you.
Okay, got it. So it's not important, is what
you're
saying.
But I know that it's like a heavy topic that we don't have time to unpack.
Okay.
But mostly I'm trying to avoid talking about it because I don't know very much about it.
Gotcha,
so I'm just trying to...
Didn't Michael B. Jordan play the main character of Fahrenheit 451? That's all I know about it. Wonder what the score was.
A bad one, because it was there.
Damn.
You like it? You like when they're like, this is a sad scene.
I think it's being like,
you should feel sad.
I think the equivalent of what you're saying is like, if an actor frowns, and you're like, oh, he has to frown to show us that he's sad. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's what we're watching an experience happen.
I don't think it's, for us, it's not something... It's like, oh, it's telling me how to feel. It's just adding on to the...
It's supposed to make you feel a way. It's supposed to make you like, oh, damn. Shit's sad.
I mean, it's supposed to be so that, like, you can reach the masses with your message. So even if it's like a difficult to understand message, if you can hear the sounds, it's like, oh, this is triumphant. This must be a triumphant...
I don't think that's it. I don't think that's it. I think you're misguided in that.
I don't think they're looking for the song to know how to...
I think we should look this up.
Literally Google, what's the purpose of a movie score?
I think we should look up...
I think it's just to increase ambiance to match the tone.
The psychology of scores in major motion pictures.
I think actively they make you feel a way, not tell you how you're supposed to feel.
I disagree entirely.
Okay.
What about scary movies?
Yeah, scary movies, if it's...
Yeah, you hear the shing and the wee-woo music.
You know you're supposed to be scared, but the music adds to that.
Yeah, but even if you weren't going to be scared, if they play as startling...
No, that's not score. That's...
I know, but I'm still saying, like, in the same vein. Like, I actually can get behind that a little bit. But to me, if it's, like, specific orchestral music that's, like, you know...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like you and I do not agree on this. So it's...
Yeah. Hey, we're allowed to disagree. You know?
I mean, but you're also, I mean, like, allowed to be wrong, yeah. Right? Because we have to figure out... Cameron, can we see your search engine so I can give you prompts?
Damn. I've never seen a prompt take that long. You ever seen a prompt take that long?
Mm-hmm.
You think AI...
On ChatGPT, not on here, but I've never used... What is this, Gemini?
Yeah. God, have you been seeing all the Sora videos?
They're annoying. The Sora 2 videos?
The Jake Paul Sora videos.
What was he doing, makeup tutorials? By conveying emotion, setting the tone, and guiding the audience's attention. Okay, so you're a little right. I can see that.
But it's not, you're not looking for the music to be like.
I literally said search like the psychology of it, because it is. It's like it messes it like.
It doesn't mess with you. It's supposed to prompt a response. Like that's what you do everything for. You know what I mean? Like comedy is to psychologically promote.
I know, but I think writing should be enough on its own. Imagine if I mean, imagine there were scores with comedy. Oh, now you know that when I do this tone, then this little song starts playing. You're going to laugh in a minute.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
But like, let's say you're watching a sitcom and someone makes a reference that you don't get, and then the laugh track happens, and you go, oh, I don't get that reference.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back and look at the reference, and then you can appreciate the joke.
Right, but the laugh track was there to prompt you to know that there was something funny happening. So even if you didn't know that something was happening, you were like, oh, there must have been something funny that happened, so then I want to be able to look it up.
Right, and if it wasn't there, then you wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay.
So it's,
and that's okay.
Is it okay? If you wrote a joke that people just don't hear, or you're watching a scary movie and you put something scary in the background that people don't know they're supposed to be looking for, is that okay?
I just didn't like, what was it called? A Few Country for, I can never do this. It's always confusing to me with like the old,
you got it.
Few good, A Few Good Men?
Yeah.
Okay. I did not like it when it was like, oh, he's on to something. And it would start playing, he's on to something music.
But he was on to something. Imagine how awkward it would be.
I don't need that.
Imagine how awkward it would be if he was like, just in silence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're.
It's not like patting you on the head. It's just, this is a happy moment. Let's play happy music.
I mean, like, I prefer like music over.
Like a song, like a real song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over tell me how to feel sounds.
Okay. But would you consider the actual songs to also be tell you how to feel songs?
Indirectly.
Okay. Okay, I can see that. I respect you and your opinion.
That's good. And I you.
Great. Yeah, we can bring out the steak. Once again, guys, we got our free dollar from steak today. Don't gamble unless you're doing it responsibly. This isn't our money. It's steak's money. Anyone can get this money. So we're going to do a dollar blackjack hand just like always. We're at $9 since we've been doing this. So actually, if you really think about it, we've done 9 episodes and we've only gotten $1 a day. It would have just been more beneficial to us if we never even gambled it. And we immediately lost. We're down to $8.
Can we explain this to the people listening? This unfortunate bit just happened.
Yeah.
Here's Scott to take it away.
The dealer got a 10 and we got a 5 and a 4. But then the dealer revealed that they had an ace as well, making them automatically have 21, which automatically beats us.
21. We probably should bet 3 then to make a comeback.
Any verbal confirmation? Turn both keys, please.
Yeah, let's do 3.
All right.
If this goes poorly, it was not my idea.
It literally was your idea. We have it on film. 4, 6 against a 10. Hit. And 14. And Allie, should we stay? You want to do no bust?
You pick.
Why am I in charge of this?
Because I already made the tough decision of how much to gamble. And now...
Would you be mad at me if I stayed?
Oh, no.
I think I don't like to bust. I'm not busting. No busts here. They're going to turn over... Hold on. They're going to turn over a 6 and then they're going to bust. Nope, we lost. Okay, guys, so remember when I said that we were even?
Why did you say they're going to turn over a 6? Oh, you're guessing what they're... Guess, okay, yeah. I was like, wait, what happened?
I'm making a guess. So in 9 episodes, we've only made $5.
And that's my fault because I got a little sassy with it. And I was like, oh, we can't lose 2 in a row. You can.
We definitely can.
And that was the lesson of today. We actually planned.
Yep.
We planned that.
This is like an anti-gambling ad.
Yeah. If you're thinking about gambling, you can, but... It's addictive.
So should we show him you could lose 3 times in a row?
Do you want us to show you that you could lose 3 times in a row?
I was thinking, you know how like the big gambling ads are all over the place all of the time now?
That's because of your algorithm.
No. 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 You cannot watch a single sports game without 7 different gambling ads.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant like on Facebook or Instagram.
I mean,
or...
even you walk, we were in New York and we saw the Kalshi gambling and we saw the, you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know Kalshi?
Mm-mm.
It's where you're not technically gambling, you're trading money markets.
So like Robin Hood where they have the...
Exactly, same exact thing, yeah. Anyways, I think that in these commercials, it should be illegal to only show the wins. I think if you see a win in the commercial, you have to show a loss of the same amount.
What do you guys think about that? But they get away with it because they have the disclaimer at the end that's like, not all.
I'm saying, what do you think the law should be?
I don't think that that's how they should do it. Because like that's like saying in every alcohol commercial, they should show you throwing up with a hangover with, you know, you can show the fun side of Tito's vodka, but you also have to show the like you accidentally shit yourself at the UC side of.
And then make your family uncomfortable when you say a joke that's a little out of pocket like that.
Yeah. Like, would you, do you think that they would do that?
If it was the law, what's better for society?
You know, that there's an interesting law that you're making me think of. It's in Canada, I believe, and in a number of European countries, they will show, like, if you buy a pack of cigarettes, there's a picture of, like, lungs riddled with disease on the actual package that you purchase.
I hate the American disclaimers. Have you seen the American disclaimers for cigarettes? It'll be like, this product contains benzomethoxycyanide. And that's it. Isn't that a stupid disclaimer?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't care.
I hate one. I saw one the other day on the side of like an ice chest at a gas station. And it just said, Surgeon General's warning. This contains nicotine. And it was like a pack of Newports. So I was like, yeah.
Okay, so are you happy with the gambling advertisements?
I think we've evolved as people to not be like, we can't hold advertisements responsible is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like I could definitely see some older people who maybe are like new to media and television being like, Buffalo Gold, I better go to Las Vegas because it looks like you win every single time when you play Buffalo Gold.
You ever
Buffalo,
seen
Buffalo, you know what I mean?
You ever seen the Wranglers ad where they kick the jukebox?
Okay, because you're a boomer. You're an old man.
Right. So are you happy with the current advertising state of gambling?
No, because it makes you want
to
gamble more.
So what would you do to change the law to make it better?
I'm going
to
start showing you videos of people who are struggling and like vlogging about their gambling recovery. I don't know what to tell you.
Are you happy with the law or are you not happy with the law?
The current law where all you have to have is a disclaimer?
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Okay.
I would not want to see people struggling with gambling addictions on videos.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what PSAs are for.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do that. I think that's kind of funny.
I like that too, yeah. What was, did Michael Jordan do one where he was like, stop it, get some help. What's that one?
Yeah, it was, yeah. It was like, say no to drugs, something. Mm. Oh my God, who was it? I thought there was like a specific group. He's like, stop that.
Yeah. It comes from a 1987 anti-drug public service announcement.
Nice.
Good call.
Just say no campaign.
Super cool. You guys seen this 911 show?
Are you about to talk about the meteorite?
Yeah.
911 show?
Yeah. It's been going on for like, I don't know, 7 years or something like that. Where it's supposed to be like first responders. And so like every episode, something crazy happens and then they first respond to it.
Mm-hmm.
The main characters this season go into space.
And then they cause a meteor shower.
Yeah. Like police officers. They're like, we've been privileged to go to the ISS. And then a meteor shower happens and they have to first respond to it.
I think they caused the meteor shower.
That's awesome.
I think they
what do they do?
And they messed up.
That's awesome.
I'm guessing. But
they got like Angela Bassett in there. They got Rob Lowe in there. They're just responding to meteors and shit.
I think he has another one.
Yeah, he's in 911 like Lone Star. Yeah. I think. I don't know.
I've never heard of this show. I for a minute really thought you were talking about like a real situation.
No.
So where do you watch this?
You know,
when do cable. You watch it?
I don't watch it.
You have cable?
We have YouTube TV.
Oh. That felt cable-less. I don't know.
That's new cable.
Yeah, new cable.
Oh.
So what do you think? Would you watch that?
No.
Me neither. What do you think? Do you think that's it for today's episode?
Yeah.
We got some stuff to do today, don't we? We got to go get Arby's like you told me.
I'm not.
You said we could get Arby's.
Okay. Damn. You said we could get Arby's. That's you.
I'm the one who gets upset. You're the one that tolerates it.
That's true.
I'm learning about in a relationship.
Yeah.
No, we got to get Arby's. What is on the Arby's menu?
Roast beef.
I don't care anymore.
I love Arby's.
We talk about Arby's a lot. We got some themes going on in this podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sorry.
When's the last time we talked about dolphins?
Oh, wow. I think I would like to apologize for judging all your screenplays, especially the pictures, because it's hard. I don't like it.
Cameron, thank you very much for saying that. Allie, how do you feel?
Like Cameron's a fucking brown-nosing turd.
I bet. Bet. I'm writing a
note. He just said that so that you would like his better.
No. It's hard.
Ah!
Do you think it's hard or do you like it?
I'm just mad at you guys for not being tapped into politics when you were in middle school because you would have understood my screenplay.
I thought yours was funny. I would like to apologize about how hard it is to read without knowing what's coming and like what's happening. That's what I would like to apologize about.
Look at us.
I want to say that I don't know. I just wanted to say something, but I can't think of what to say because we were all going around.
You can't think of a single thing to apologize about?
I'm sorry that sometimes I'm a little bit of a bitch.
When?
Probably like 4 or 5 times a day.
No, but like for the podcast.
Oh.
What are you sorry about with as far as it comes to screenplays? Anything that can come to mind?
I'm really sorry that yours don't have scores because sometimes I don't know how to feel. And if there was a score behind it, it would tell me how to feel.
Music.
Next time I'm bringing music. Next time I'm going to get Sora AI to...
Actually, he did do it.
Don't use Sora. Don't
we cut
use
that
it.
Eventually. Yeah.
I'm so fucking overseeing Sora, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I think it was, like, funny for one day. One fucking day.
I like the
and then
ones,
after that, I was like...
I like the ones that it's clear that it's AI at the start.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when they try and trick you. But I do like when you... Have you seen the grandma chiropractor ones? It'll be a grandma going in for like, it's like she's sitting down in like the chair and he like ties a little brace around her neck. And he's like, all right, we're just going to give you a small decompression. And he picks her up and throws her against the wall. And you're like, ah, I get it. You know?
Oh my God.
But if it's like, man has 90% of his brain missing and you go on your podcast and tell people about it, that sucks.
Yeah.
You want to apologize for that?
I would like to apologize for all my fake news this episode.
Yeah.
I don't think I had that much journalistic integrity this week.
But you did have integrity because once we looked it up and found out that you were really, really wrong, you were like, oh, damn. And then you owned it. And then that made us proud of you. And we thank you for being real.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You want to do a very quick improv game?
Sure.
Make up a fake headline right now. Go.
Okay. Peanut.
All right, guys. That's the episode. thanks so much for watching. We'll try that segment again next week. This has been See You Later.
I want a chance.
Next week.
To try to say it. No, let me say it.
And we'll see you later. Painter.
This is the See You Later podcast. I'm Allie. This is Scott. We're happy that you're here with us today. Just a couple quick updates before we get into bitching on the beanbags. But bitching on the beanbags.
We should have picked that as the title.
I know. Why didn't we fucking?
Ugh.
Ugh. Okay. Right. Sorry. We have some shows coming up in Gainesville. If you are local to the area or not, fuck it. Drive from Seattle. I don't care. Come to one of our shows. We have Don't Tell shows in town. We have Tail Whip comedy shows in town. And we have so many like growing and developing shows happening here and around the area. So, also one way to get involved if you are a comedian or a performer in the state of Florida, we have just created a Discord to connect the community of writers, performers, producers, and we already have close to like 80 members, question mark?
In the first day?
Yeah, it's exciting. The first day of launching it, already got some good discussions going. It's categorized by city, so if you want to jump on that too, you definitely can. I think it's going to be a helpful tool to make sure that we can connect together, collaborate for future projects. So, yeah.
Yippee!
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.